1,291, Lisa Driscoll and James Truitt Jr., south of Road 277 and Gola Road, being southwest of Poplar Drive, 380 feet northwest of Woodland Circle, and also being Lot 43 and Gola by the Bay. Tax map ID is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 122, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
I'm actually the Driscoll's builder, so I swear.
Yep.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure, Doug Ritter, 24265 Canal Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Fine, sir.
My name is Doug Ritter. I'm with Title Homes. In July of this year, I constructed a new home for Ms. Driscoll and Mr. Truitt. When the masons went out to lay out the foundation for the property, they ran string lines to get all the corners correct. If you look at the front of the property along the road there, there's a slight curvature on the front property, and apparently they missed the one stake on the beginning of that arc. So when they laid it out, it ended up about .6 of a foot over that front setback. The property is unique because of the very small size of the lot. What has happened was not a result of a hardship created by the owner. The variance is necessary for the property to get a CO. The variance will not alter the character or be detrimental to the neighborhood. It couldn't be further developed without having to remove portions of the concrete front porch. And it also represents the least amount of relief to be in compliance and obtain a CO. I'm asking that the board accept the variance request and that the application be approved for the reasons I have stated.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson, start with you.
Not at this time.
Okay, Mr. Richards?
Yeah, so I can understand your presentation of the front yard setback with the curvature in there. But how could a mason put a 5.6 tenths of a foot on the side yard? Can you explain that to me?
Sorry?
On the side yard.
I don't have a copy of the survey. Can I look?
Oh, okay, sure. That's what you're asking for.
Mr. Richards?
It's actually the front yard.
It's an undersized lot, so the sides are down to 10.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's actually the front yard.
Okay, fine. Fine, I see it now. I see it now. It's an undersized lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Warren?
No questions.
You have any?
Yes, Mr. Warren, what is the setback requirement? Is it 25 feet or is it 30 feet?
It's 30.
30.
It's actually 30, and they put a 5-foot uncovered.
I asked Ms. Tibbetot, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So therefore, it's, the variance necessary is 5.6 and not .6 feet.
Right, because we allow the 5-foot encroachment, but once you go past the 5-foot, we add the whole 5-foot back into the request.
All right, thank you.
Just to kind of clean it up.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter. They don't necessarily say if they're in favor or in opposition. It's from the Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association.
Okay.
They respectfully request that this variance be tabled to allow the Board of Directors time to research it. They have not, they did not receive written notice. They saw the posting. The association has had a longstanding policy that no variances will be granted in the 30-foot front yard setback. And they also say that they do not have the homeowners association's approval because what they submitted originally was not what they built out on site.
Can I speak?
Okay.
What they had submitted originally was to put, if you look on the survey, the screened-in porch, it kind of got transposed when they had submitted it to the, because of the uniqueness of the lot when the house is running basically gable to gable. way it, because I heard that same thing too from Mr. Wolf from Angola by the Bay.
Right.
And I guess what the Driscolls had did when they submitted it, it was kind of flipped 180 versus, there was no, believe me, there was no ill will on the Driscolls' part. It was just a lack of communication, basically, and basically drawing it the wrong way, if you will.
Thank you.
You submitted it the wrong way then.
Yeah, they submitted everything to Angola by the Bay. I came in for them because basically it was my mason that I'm ultimately responsible because the mason put it there, and I mean, how am I to catch it without the survey?
Right.
So I offered, because they live upstate, I offered to come in and, you know, do this representation.
But they still have a question, is that right? After you submitted it, they still have a question?
Yeah, well, since this has come up, Angola by the Bay came back to them with the paperwork and said, well, the screened-in porch was on the front, when in reality that's not how they intended it to be. It's just that when the Driscolls turned in their paperwork, like I said, it got drawn on there the wrong way, basically. I thought they had a conversation with Mr. Wolf about that.
So it sounds like they're still confused.
Right, yeah. Because what was submitted to them, where the deck is, was going to be a covered porch for the existing, exactly where the deck is showing. And then on the back, they added a screen porch, 11 by 20, that was not on the original proposed construction. And it shows the original, what they submitted to, I guess, Angola by the Bay, met all setbacks.
And their request is what, to table it?
They would like it to be tabled so that they can look into it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, then. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,291 under advisement.
Second.
Yeah.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 11,291 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Records?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,291 is taken under advisement.
Right.
What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Great.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case.